Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. An interesting question. Who was the mu'adhin for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam amongst his companions? And normally there are two names that emerge. But before I even mention those two names, I think it's fundamental for us to stress on the greatness of the mu'adhin within the religion of Islam. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam even has within Risalat al-Huquq the rights of the one who calls you to prayer. And unfortunately, I found that today in our communities, if you're sitting in a gathering and you ask someone, please recite the adhan, people will look around at each other without anyone standing up to recite the adhan. That which can be recited within a minute, which was an honor for the companions and the family of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, has now become something which people are not proud to come forward and recite. And many don't realize the amount of thawab and the amount of reward that one receives in calling people towards salah. You've become an intermediary for people to communicate, to worship, to stand before their Lord. On the way to Karbala, Hajjaj, the son of Masruq, was the mu'adhin for the army of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And he took this responsibility on board with honor and with dignity. But on the plains of Karbala, there is only one Ali al-Akbar. And he was the mu'adhin and proud to be the mu'adhin who called people towards the message of the Lord and the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.